I was very wary at first of making it, and then I thought, well, if it gets Nathan's case in the limelight again on the TV, you know, gets his picture around, his case around, then why not do it? So, yes, that's why I decided to do it in the end.
Because I think with Nathan's case, so many unanswered questions, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, lots and lots of unanswered questions in regards to Nathan's case, yeah. Because obviously, Nathan's death, it's classed as 1A drowning, which is on the grounds of probability because of where Nathan was found. But Nathan didn't actually drown because there was no water in his lungs. Another one was Nathan wasn't drunk on the night. And then when we were at the inquest, it actually came out at the inquest that an unknown female had assaulted Nathan in the Mitre bar on this particular evening, the night he went missing. So, yeah, there's a lot to do with Nathan's case unanswered.
Of course, for some time now, there has been the rumour, hasn't there, of the so-called canal pusher. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you're always going to have rumours, you're always going to have the theories. My thoughts on it are, you know, I've never said that Nathan's case was related to all the other males what have been found, because I cannot honestly say that. I can only say, obviously, in regards to Nathan's case, that, you know, somebody knows what happened to Nathan.
This documentary is putting Nathan's case back out there again. I mean, you say there you believe somebody knows what happened to Nathan.
For me, I'm hoping, you know, if somebody may remember something that they didn't think was important back then, or, you know, it may just jog somebody's memory in regards to Nathan, which would be really, really helpful because obviously, you know, it remained an open verdict for Nathan's case, like many of the other cases as well, the ones who are in the documentary as well, and obviously all the other males what have been found. So, yeah, I'm just hoping somebody may recall something.
I think that's the thing as well, isn't it? When there is an open verdict, how hard does that make it?
You're just left wondering. You're just left wondering every day. Or maybe the case that, you know, you're waiting for a knock at your door where somebody says, right, we now have your answers. This is what happened to Nathan. So that's what you just keep hoping for, really.
It must have been quite hard doing the documentary in terms of going back to that point where you hear where he was, what happened, and reliving sort of the details there.
Oh, yeah, because as I say in the documentary, I hadn't been down there for a long, long time. I think it was about the fourth time I'd been there when we were filming the documentary. So that was very, very emotional for me to take the route what they say Nathan supposedly took to walk all along there. Yeah, it was very, very emotional. But it was nice to see that the reefs were still up on the railings of son Bro and Nate. I thought that was absolutely lovely that the people from that estate have, you know, I've kept them on there. I thought it was really, really lovely seeing them, but very emotional.